Podcast, all about trailers. Two hosts who have no idea what the fuck they are doing.
Anthony, what trailer is this?
Oh man, I am so hype right now.
Where's my beer?
What the trailer?
Coming soon to your ears, right now.
Welcome to What the Trailer. I am Cassie.
I'm Anthony.
And this is a podcast all about trailers, not just movies, but video games and TV series too. We watch them, we discuss them, we tear them apart, we hype them up, we compare them, we do everything with trailers, except marry them.
That's true. Or hitch them up to a truck and drive away.
Yeah, that too. So welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed our last episode, the DC fandom event. It was a pretty big episode. It was our very first episode where we had a guest come in, which was really, really fun. I know Anthony loved it because Jaren is one of Anthony's best friends.
Yeah, and he had a blast too. He started listening to all the episodes and was loving it. So it was it's good to have him on and got a new fan.
Yeah. We definitely want to do more guest episodes in the future, most likely with Jaren, but anybody else too. I think my husband Jeff wants to come on. He's pretty salty that we haven't done a Destiny episode yet.
Well, you were the one that made sure to remind me that we weren't going to talk about DLCs, so...
Well, we can't do it this one. We have to wait until another episode, so... Sorry, Jeff.
Fair enough.
Maybe next time. But yeah, we had so much fun with the last episode, and as soon as it got published, I got a lot of notifications from Instagram and Twitter. A lot of likes and retweets, so thank you guys for going out there and trying to spread the word. If you have listened to it, let us know on Twitter if you are on Twitter, or even on Instagram. Just let us know, hey, we listened to it. We always love to hear that we have some fans out there and we're doing something right. And we also got a lot of responses to our question of the episode, which was, which trailer were you most hyped about from the whole DC fandom event? And we will shout out those people towards the end of the episode.
Thank you. Much love.
So this episode is going to be another event episode because something just kind of spurred on us, like right after recording the DC episode. It was the Gamescom, which I don't know exactly what it stands for, but it is an event in Germany. Gamescom is a trade fair for video games held annually at Kölmesse. I'm sorry if I pronounce that right. Kölmesse in Köln, North Rhine in Germany. Excuse me if I mispronounce any of that wrong. I have a bad time pronouncing sometimes, but
it's a different language.
Yeah. So it's a games convention, but they call it Gamescom, and that just sprung up on us like out of nowhere. I was just browsing through YouTube and noticed that it was happening. I'm bad video gamer that I am. I didn't even notice it until it was happening.
Well, I didn't know about it until you told me. I think I paid attention to Gamescom once because they were doing an Overwatch tournament, and this was probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. It's one that I've never really watched or looked into, but with how lame PlayStation and Xbox showcases were, in my opinion, I was kind of hoping that maybe we would get something different out of this one, and I did get pretty excited about a few things here.
Yeah, a little bit more information about Gamescom. It's the world's largest gaming event. And I'm laughing because I didn't know this.
Me neither. Don't feel bad. I'm supposed to be the game nerd here and I had no idea.
So it came out on August 27th, 2020, all through streaming, of course, because of COVID. I think that's the reason why we got such lame, like, console events this year because of COVID. They're trying to change things around last minute. Usually they have like this big screen full of like video game nerds screaming and hollering, and they put on presentations, not the best ones sometimes because it's just a guy stuttering over his words like I am right now. And they usually have like these big productions, and now they're like, oh, here's something that we would put on a big screen, but no razzmatazz behind it, you know?
Razzmatazz. Yeah, I thought this was pretty good. I haven't watched the entire thing. I just watched the kind of like pre-show thing where they showed a bunch of teaser trailers. I didn't watch any of the things where they went into in-depth on some of these games. Definitely some cool stuff coming up here, I think, and I am rather excited.
Yeah.
For there's actually one that we're going to watch here. It comes out tomorrow, and it's a play-for-free game, so I'm really excited about that.
Nice. And unlike most of the episodes, I haven't watched most of these trailers that we're going to watch here soon. So they'll be new to me.
That'll be great. It'll be a good change of pace.
Yeah. But before we get into any of the trailers, what do we do?
Drink of the night.
Drink of the night.
I was like, oh shit, we forgot to do that. And I was really sad. So I'm glad you just went into that segment because that's my favorite segment.
All right, Anthony, what are you drinking for tonight's episode?
It's Elysian, based in Seattle, I believe. I think it's Seattle, somewhere in Washington. And it's a Night Owl. It's one of my favorite fall beers. It is a pumpkin ale, which I know, tease me all you want, but don't knock it till you try it. It's in a bottle, so I didn't get as good of a thing.
It still sounded perfect. They're not like mine. So I have a Waterworks, part of Drotworks, and it is a hard seltzer Mountain Berry. I've drank this before in a past episode. I'm running out of alcohol, so.
Well, next time I go to Paddy Creek, I'll walk through and send you a list of some things that may or may not interest you if you ever make your way down to the side of town.
Oh, I definitely will. You know what we should do? Is get one of those beer crate subscription boxes and then split them amongst each other. So we always have something new.
That'd be good. Yeah, I usually just go to Paddy Creek, and I mean, it's the best beer selection in town. They've got an aisle the size of a Walmart aisle full of beer.
Yeah. I usually go to Albertsons, and I always have like a pick of everything, because they have like a whole aisle for just beer and then the other aisle's wine. I know that's a foreign concept for other people that don't live in Montana. a lot of East Coast states can't sell liquor in grocery stores, which boggles my mind. But we live in Montana where woohoo, all the time.
You can buy beer and wine, but if you go to Washington, you can buy whiskey at a Walmart, which I think is amazing.
Bought whiskey at a Walmart here.
No, you can't buy
not
liquor.
Not good whiskey.
you can't buy liquor in grocery stores.
Maybe that changed. When I was a starting out as a bartender, I did that all the time.
Oh.
Maybe that changed.
As long as I've been, the last 9 years that I've been 21, because that's when I started drinking, I've never been able to buy hard booze in grocery stores.
I don't know. Just making that up in my head. Oh, well.
Smoking crack.
Anyway, not sponsored, by the way.
Not sponsored. People didn't think we were drunks in Montana already. But anyways, I wanted to mention, like, Paddy Creek, what's great is they change a lot of their beers by season, but they'll also get in a bunch of, like, random specialty stuff. Like, I bought that big old keg for my D&D game night. There was two when I first looked at it. I went in the next day to go buy one because I decided, like, oh, maybe they'll get sold out. There was only one when I went to go buy it the next day, and now they don't even have a slot for it anymore, so it's gone. So sometimes they'll just order something random and specialty, and they have like a section of just big old like pint and a half bottles of just random stuff that you can buy that's constantly cycling through. So there's always stuff to get there.
Nice. I'll have to check it out. It's just I don't go on that side of town anymore.
Yeah, it's like a 5-minute drive from my house, so yeah. That's usually my preferred beer store. Plus, before I live where I live now, it was like a 5-minute walk from my old place, so I've been buying beer from there for, God, 6 years, maybe more.
Jeez.
Plus, it's local, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, should we get into this first trailer here?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Nice push.
Well, before we watch the trailer, we have a commercial break.
Oh. Quick word from our sponsor.
Do you like to go to Halloween horror nights?
Do you yourself like Hollow Scream, haunted attractions, ghostly encounters, and other scary things?
Or maybe on the weekend you like to summon a ghost or go find yourself a demon?
If you do, then this is the podcast for you.
Haunters!
You can follow us every Wednesday on Podbean, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at HauntersPod.
We're ready to haunt you.
Ah, wonderful. It comes off kind of creepy.
We're keeping it!
And we're back. We're going to go straight into the trailers, but before that, just a little disclaimer. If you are new to this podcast and this is the first episode you're listening to, we listen and react to the trailers in real time. I do leave a link of all the trailers we are watching in the show notes, so you can either pause or wait until the episode's over to watch the trailers that we are talking about. The audio will be in the background so you know where we're at or what we're talking about, but we do prefer that you watch the trailers beforehand, not only to get a sense of what we're talking about, but also these are some really good trailers, especially these game trailers that we're going to go through. We are going to watch 6 trailers today. We are going to watch Outriders, Spellbreak, Quantum Error, Unknown 9 Awakening, Little Nightmares 2, and 12 Minutes. We have our first trailer, which is Outriders.
I am so excited for this. When it came up and it said people can fly as a studio, I nearly shit myself because they made one of the most underrated games of the last decade or so. 11 years at least, because, or was it Bulletstorm? I loved that game. And no one else played it. And it came out remastered a couple of years ago. And it was phenomenal. So I'm very excited for this.
I have become terror.
Interesting. It's kind of like a Gears of War-esque in weapons. Without
warning. Yeah, and the violence factor. For sure, at least in Bulletstorm,
yeah.
It's the same.
Holy blood explosions.
Yes. Fall before me. In Bulletstorm, there was a scoring system that went onto like a leaderboard online between you and your friends, and you would earn points based on how creative you would kill the enemies. And each level would have like a high score leaderboard, so you could go through and try and do different combos and different ways, creative ways of destroying the enemy to get more points. It was so much fun, and it looks pretty darn good, too.
We will find the source, whatever it holds.
Figuring out what type of gameplay this is. Because, oh, there's a little bit of gameplay. Most of this is cutscene that we're watching?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, probably, for my best guess, like a third person, probably even more linear shooter. Maybe not so open world, but...
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I am super excited.
Holiday 2020. I'm not sure how to feel about it. It is by Square Enix and developed by, as you said, People Can Fly. It is a third-person shooter. Set a release date of late 2020 and will be available on everything. Windows, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X... and whatever the fuck Stadia is. Yeah, third-person shooter role-playing, so... I kept getting Destiny vibes from it.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. Like, I think that's what I was trying to say. Like, it's because Destiny's more of like a looter shooter RPG type thing. I think this is going to be more linear story-based.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Maybe it will be like multiplayer.
I wish we had a little bit more gameplay because I'm curious enough to how this is going to play out, but not that interested where I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to pre-order this, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll pre-order it just because I've been burned by a studio that I've loved a game they've done and put out a shit one after that. Definitely very interested and we'll be keeping a close eye on that one. This next trailer that I've picked out, though, by the way, Spellbreak, does have a lot more kind of gameplay in it. It's cinematic, and then it kind of ends on some gameplay. Like I said, it's free to play, and it comes out 3rd at the time of this recording. So
I just saw the thumbnail, and I do like the animation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like cell shading.
Yeah, but it's not super hardcore cell shading. It's just very slightly, so it's still kind of smooth looking. It's not so jarring.
This is proof, they said. It is.
Have you seen The Dragon Prince on Netflix yet?
Magic.
I have not. I've heard a lot of people talk about it, though.
It's like the same. It's the same exact animation style as that.
Okay.
I kind of love it. But this is gorgeous. I want to see gameplay now.
I think the last, like, 20, 30 seconds is gameplay. But it doesn't look much different than the cinematic.
It's like 3D anime.
Yeah.
To break free.
Yeah, those who are listening, if you ever if you ever get the time, go on Netflix and look at The Dragon Prince. It's exact same animation.
Plus, this fucking song is just like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. I miss the time of great game soundtracks.
Well, this even kind of reminds me of like an 80s or 90s cartoon intro song.
Digging this animation. Oh, here we go. Okay. I have World of Warcraft vibes.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably going to be, I'm guessing, more of like a, maybe not quite, what is it?
Open
like what
world?
PUBG is.
Oh.
What are they called? Battlegrounds. But maybe something kind of like that where it's you play online against a bunch of other people and stuff. And yeah, I will be downloading that when I get home from work tomorrow, and I will be playing it for God knows how long if it's good.
I'll play for free. I'm sold already.
Yeah, Switch, PS4, Xbox. I thought it was on PC too, but maybe not.
It says on Epic, Nintendo Switch,
oh, yeah,
PlayStation,
Epic Games,
and so. Xbox. I got Epic to buy. What did I buy off of that? I bought Ooblets. That was a very fun game.
I got it because of Valorant, which is fun.
So it officially releases on September 3rd. You'll be listening to this a week after it comes out. It is free to play. Free. Did you hear that? It's free, so you have
no
excuse. If you go to playspellbreak.com or go to the any other things that we said, Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, and Epic, I think I'll do it on the Switch. Be more comfortable for me.
I'll probably do it on everything because that's just how I roll.
Yeah, that's how you roll.
Plus, I have Xbox friends, I have PlayStation friends, I have PC friends, and I have Switch friends. So then I can play with anybody, wherever.
So what type of game are you? Tell me. Multiplayer action spellcasting game. Okay.
So yeah, I imagine it's you get into a lobby. From what I got off of the trailers, you get into like a lobby with 10 people maybe, and go through, maybe that's just one game mode, maybe there's a team mode, capture the flag mode, or something like that, and you just go on and team objective or kill everybody. But it looks like a lot of fun. It looks really great. As you said, the animation is super, super cool.
That's a big selling point for me. That's how I buy those mobile in cheap games is just by animation, because I'm weird like that.
Well, if you played first-person shooters, you'd probably like Valorant then, just based on the art style.
Okay, so our next one is another one of your picks, is Quantum Error.
Yeah, this is one that I actually caught a glimpse of after I had watched a bit of Gamescom. Kind of seems like a horror survival shooter type game, like Doom mixed with Resident Evil, maybe. So I am pretty interested. It says story trailer on here, but I didn't get a whole lot of story out of it, but it's a lot of really good gameplay footage and kind of a good sense of what the game's going to feel like.
I think I caught a glimpse of this. Oh! I thought that was going to be rock music.
Really? Plus, Unreal Engine stuff is always just so good.
The Upside Down.
That artifact, you recover.
We love the Upside Down.
The Upside Down.
Weird alien moaning.
The answer to all our questions.
Oh my god, you know what it reminds me of? Fallout.
Yeah, maybe. I'm getting more of like a Doom, or even kind of like a Dead Space vibe.
I'm a little confused by the graphics. Is that intentional?
Use them.
Well, like I said in the beginning, it's a work in progress. It is not a representation of the final game.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, this isn't coming out till next year.
So what we are watching is like this guy
humanity's reach
walking through a deserted spaceship, fighting a bunch of demons. It's where I get like the demon vibe.
Demon skeleton dudes. And it's definitely first person.
Yeah.
But that was the shortest trailer in the world, and I have so many questions.
I know. That's what's so great about it. I love it.
Okay, so I could not find a wiki, but it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a date.
Oh shit, I forgot to look. Didn't say, I think it said 2021.
Did it?
At the end there.
Did it really?
Maybe not.
Yeah, it says PlayStation exclusive for PS4 and PS5, so I'm assuming sometime soon.
Well, I guess it doesn't actually say a date.
Yeah, no date. A cosmic horror FPS. You play as Captain Jacob Thomas, a firefighter who is sent with his partner Shane Costa and a crew to Monad Quantum Research Facility, and everything goes wrong.
3 miles off the shore of California, attacked by an unknown entity engulfing the complex in flames, putting it into a full containment lockdown. So maybe it's not in space.
Well, it looks like it's in space. It says cosmic horror.
It said that it's in flames and putting it into a full containment lockdown, so maybe it like transports you into a different thing here. I'm just on the website kind of going through and looking
at
some stuff.
There's hordes of zombies, dilapidated subway stations.
It looks creepy. It looks like I'm getting Doom vibes from it, but whereas the Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal was like hardcore, heavy music, you're just going through laying waste to people, this seems like it's going to be kind of like that, but you're not going to be as much of a boss as Doom guy is. Because there's several times where like there's one part where he chops a dude's head off and the thing's still coming at him and attacks him. He shoots a thing in the head twice with a shotgun and it's still coming at him. I'm very interested.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I would watch you play it if you still have a Twitch.
I do have a Twitch. I have not activated it in a long time, but I should probably start doing that.
So our next trailer, I have not seen this trailer at all.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't. I just saw glimpses of it during the convention. And I was like, I love this so much, because what do I always look at for in a game first?
The animation.
The animation. So I was like, you know what? I love this and it looks interesting. And that's why I picked it.
Well, I can tell you already, you're gonna have a lot of questions at the end of it, because I did as well. It's more of a cinematic.
This is Unknown 9 Awakening. Oh my god. It just looks so good looking. I know it's a cutscene, but these bullies are like beating this girl down, and then she has weird freezing powers.
I don't think it's necessarily even just a freezing power.
What is going on? Everybody's like a time.
So I think the blue like shadows are like where things were and what would happen, and the regular people is like so she can change it.
So she's slowing down time.
Yeah, but she's not just slowing down time, she's seeing all the different possibilities of where things would have gone. Which I think is a really cool thing to add to like just a basic time slowing thing.
There's more. She's older now?
Obviously older. And that's it.
And that's it?
But the poster they show here shows a bunch of other people, so I didn't count them the first time I saw this. But I wonder if there's 9 of them and each one has a different power. So there's 4 and then 2 other people down there, so I guess it's only 6. But
where's the girl that we just watched?
I don't know.
Okay. I need to know more about this. Okay, so the girl's name's Haruna. No release date, but sometime in 2021, late 2021. There is a backstory, but I'm not going into it because it's long.
Read it at your own free will.
There's nothing. There's nothing.
And that's the best, is because it's an announcement trailer, so there's not really anything for them to talk about yet. Oh, it's there. I see there's a comic book series. There's a novel. And there's a podcast on their website.
I got a little something. It's a story of a young Indian girl who's able to access hidden dimensions with a supernatural ability. Nothing else is known. Thank you.
You would say that it's unknown?
Yeah, it's unknown.
I'm amazing. Oh, that was one that I had on my list that was also on your list. So that was pretty cool that you hadn't seen that trailer yet, that little announcement trailer.
It's a third-person, narrative-driven action-adventure game. So is that like Man of Medan type of level? That's a action-adventure type of narrative-driven game. Only you have to... You just bash buttons, but...
Yeah. Action adventure makes me think kind of like what the original Assassin's Creed was like.
Okay.
I meant third person action adventure. It's something where it's obviously third person and you kind of can explore the world a little bit without it being too open world. I imagine there'll be some aspect of it, but without being too much. Obviously, it's going to have a story, probably some side quests. And I imagine they'll have a pretty good sized world for you to explore.
Oh, you want to know something interesting?
What's that?
Many of the lead positions for this game are filled by ex-Ubisoft employees that worked on Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs, Far Cry, and more.
God, I'm good. What did I say before? I'm amazing. No, I'm really not that arrogant. But that's cool. I was definitely getting some Assassin's Creed vibes. But I know they've gotten a little more RPG lately. But that'll be fun. That's exciting. I'm looking forward to that. It looks great, and very, very interested in the story.
It will be available on PC and next-gen
consoles.
Okay, so the next one was another thing that I just, like, saw a little bit of. So I haven't seen the actual trailer. I liked where it was going. It's a little different than most of these other games that we looked at so far. It's called Little Nightmares 2.
Yeah, the reason why I had this on my list is because it was different. It wasn't like a big AAA title. It seems more of like an indie type game. And I love those little indie games, as I know you do as well. And I have not even heard of the first one, but I will definitely be looking into picking it up and playing it.
It's a side-scroller.
Yeah, I'm getting some super hard Limbo vibes
Yes, Limbo. That's what I was talking about. So it's like a puzzle side scroller type of thing. And we're just following this guy, this little boy with a bag on his head as he's trying to go through puzzles in an old house. And there's puppet stuff.
Creepy mannequin limbs hanging from the ceiling. And...
oh. Now I know why it's called Little Nightmares. Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Music just changed tones. There's the thing chasing after him. Oh. Poltergeist, right? Yeah. There.
And this is one that, you know, I'd definitely be able to play with the wife because she likes these kind of side scroller puzzle type games. I don't know if she'll like the creepy factor of it, but I hope she does.
I'm digging the creepy factor. Even though there's puppets and stuff. Marionettes. Oh, now I want to watch the. I want to play the first one.
I know. I gotta pick it up. Try it out.
So, let's see. We have a release date of February 11th, 2021. It'll be available on everything. Windows, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Switch, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X. It's a puzzle platformer horror adventure game.
Really? February 2021?
Yes.
Oh, weird. It says here later in 2021 at the end of that trailer. Oh, February 11th, 2021. Oh, later in 21, PS5 and Xbox Series X. Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm not using my eyeballs very well.
Eyeballs. Yeah. Based around this boy named Mono as a brown paper bag as a mask, and you must work with him to navigate through Pale City and reach the Black Tower, which is controlled by the mysterious Thin Man. So it's very nightmare-esque, hence the name. And I would be interested in playing this, definitely. It's different than all the other games that we have looked at trailers for.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at side-scrollers anymore, but I love indie games, like you said before. The little one-off shoots that don't take forever to play through, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I played through Limbo in 8 hours or something like that. It didn't take very long. A couple of sittings, most. But it was fucking gorgeous and simple, and you only get that in indie games. Where you can get these big blockbuster AAA titles that blow you away with their graphics and their amazing story and gameplay.
Amazing graphics, less story sometimes. And these indie games seem to pack everything into a tight little bow, you know?
Yeah, and when they're done well, they're done so well. And I've probably been looking at a lot more indie games in the last year and a half, 2 years. One of the first ones that I checked out was Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, and I was fucking blown away by that game. Not only was it super gorgeous, the combat was simple yet engaging in the way they kind of set you up for the story. Every battle is intense and has meaning, so even though it is kind of simple, you're trying your best to win. And the story and message was phenomenal, which I know they're doing a sequel of. I'm very excited for that as well. But no, they're no longer indie because they got picked up by Microsoft, but hopefully it's still really good.
So this last one was a last-minute pick of mine. We decided we were going to do 3 trailers each because there was a lot of trailers. What I neglected to say at the beginning of this episode, there's one rule that Anthony and I agreed on for game trailers was no DLC trailers, because they're additions to games that people may not have played, and so they'll be incredibly lost with that. So that's why we don't pick DLC trailers. We will talk about them, but we won't pick them for watching.
Oh, and I will be talking about one. It was the last one I saw.
So when I was like looking through all of them and I noticed that there was like so many, most of them DLCs, this one caught my eye. It's another indie game and I absolutely love it so far. This is called 12 Minutes. So
yeah, we talked about this one, or at least saw it. I don't know if we actually did talk about it.
Close your eyes.
it for E3.
I want you to think of a flower.
I don't remember this at all.
Look at its contours, its curves.
If we did talk about it, memory's gone.
Maybe we've been
changing.
But we're getting like a bird's eye view of the apartment of like this man's life with a narrator.
Think of that bud, unopened. Look at it as a whole.
It's silently weird voyeurism phrases. Type of
may you be freed from suffering. May you be
oh my god, shining
fear.
Shining carpet.
Know peace and joy.
James McAvoy, Daisy Ridley, William Dafoe. Holy crap.
Told you.
An interactive thriller about a man stuck in a loop. This is games that I live for.
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't talk about this or you didn't see it at E3 last year. Because we did an E3 episode for last year, right? Or was that one of the episodes that was lost to the cyberspace?
We did E3, but I don't remember seeing this at all. Maybe it just, like, got thrown to the wayside.
It goes, and, like, it starts with him and his wife waking up in bed. And then, you know, one thing, they're dancing, and then the guy breaks in and kills her. And then it starts over. And they're waking up in bed again. And it starts to go through, and it's kind of like one of those things where I feel like your character is going to start becoming aware that they're in a loop and is trying to do whatever he can to save his wife.
It's a thriller Groundhog's Day.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks really good. I feel so bad that we didn't talk about it. Probably because there was other things that happened at E3 that I was more excited about.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about, so... Yeah, it's an adventure game. It'll be an Xbox exclusive. So it'll only be Windows and both the Xbox consoles. It'll only take place in 12 minutes. Or you only get 12 minutes per loop.
Mm-hmm.
12 minutes per loop? Okay, so you have to change the outcome, obviously. But
every time.
The cast list? Holy crap.
And I mean, you only see three people plus the narrator. So,
and
yeah.
Who's William Dafoe, which I didn't recognize until I saw that name.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Where's the date? I want this now. It just says 2020.
And I believe if you have, I'm not 100% on this, so please don't at me if I am wrong. But. If you have Game Pass, I believe this will be free on Game Pass day of release.
I'm not buying Game Pass just for one game.
Oh, I have... I do the Game Pass Unlimited, so I get it for Xbox PC, and it pays for my Xbox Live subscription. And I think it's like 12 or 15 bucks. It's totally worth it.
I'm totally going to Steam right now and adding it to my list. That's what I'm doing. It just says 2020 on Steam. I was hoping I would get something, but no.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Oh my god. If you ever like want to give me a gift for me, a stranger who's talking into your ear for the past hour, indie games. Steam gift cards. Or Joanne gift cards. Heck, I've been sewing like crazy lately. Thank you.
I got you a Joanne gift card.
Yeah.
Jeff plays Destiny, so you guys have to have Xbox Live then, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know you don't have PS Plus anymore.
No.
Do you check out the free games every month for Xbox Live?
I do not. I have not turned my Xbox on in a while because I've only been using PlayStation.
I will start letting you know because there's a lot of these indie games that like I had on my Steam list for a couple of years after I played Hellblade. That I just added because I heard really good things about them based on recommendations from people that told me to play Hellblade in the first place. And I've gotten like three or four of them for free.
Oh, really?
On Xbox. Because every month you get like three games for free. And sometimes they're bigger name games. Sometimes they're shit games like Farm Simulator 2020. But sometimes you get some like really good AAA titles that are, you know, a few years old. And sometimes you get some really good... in indie games. I don't know what the free games are this month.
So those were the six trailers that we picked that stood out to us. Obviously, there was a lot of other trailers that Anthony wants to talk about. What were
just
those?
Briefly, I'll limit it down to two. Four. I'll just quickly mention four games. They announced Dragon Age 4, which is super exciting. They talked a little bit more about Godfall, which was one I think I even talked about. I remember talking about in the E3, or at least mentioned it in the E3 episode that we did. Chorus, which looks like a really fun kind of new age Galaga type game, fighting a spaceship, kind of arcade shooter. Reminds me a lot of Thumper, if anyone ever played Thumper. But the one that I was most excited about that would have been number one on my trailer list, but of our DLC rule.
You agreed to it, don't you start that.
Borderlands Fustercluck. It's a whole new DLC coming out for Borderlands 3 that is what seems like a story told by Krieg, who was the good guy psycho. That was the last character they added in Borderlands 2. And he's an absolutely fantastically written character, phenomenal. He's got a different voice in his head than what he actually talks like. I was really excited for that. And I've actually started playing Borderlands again because of that. So those are just some good ones to check out on your own time. But there was a lot of really good stuff on here. You know, they had some, I think they do like announce a new Crash Bandicoot. There was a new Ratchet and Clank. There was some good stuff.
I do actually have one honorable mention, which is a DLC, I guess you could call it. Fall Guys Season 2. If you don't already know, if you don't follow me on socials, I'm obsessed with Fall Guys, even though it makes me irate. You're just like these little bean people, and you just go around a... Like, what obstacle would you call course. That? Obstacle like, course. And you're just like these wobbly little beans that fall over and you have to try to defeat other people.
If anybody's familiar with meeple, they remind me of like roundish meeple that are going through different wipeout courses.
Yes, wipeout. That's what I was thinking.
And it's like a battlegrounds type thing. So it's you against everybody. Last man standing wins. And it's frustrating, but it's fun.
So much fun. So like this season 2, we're gonna get new obstacle courses and new outfits for the beans, and it's all medieval style, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I was really surprised that they were doing that, because that game is only not even a month old, right?
It yeah
just came out. So I mean, if they keep pumping out content at that speed, I think that's gonna be really cool. Hopefully they don't burn themselves out and go through, you know, 5 seasons and then you have to wait like half a year for new content. But if they can keep pumping it out at that rate, that's phenomenal.
We're in a pandemic though. What else do we have?
It's true. But there's still labor laws.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But that was a big thing with Apex Legends when it came out. It took them forever to release any kind of new content. They finally did, and everyone was excited, brought a bunch of people back, and then they didn't fix a lot of things, and then eventually the community started slowly dying. I'm not even sure if people still play that game very much, especially with Valorant releasing. And Overwatch kind of did the opposite. You know, I'm a big Overwatch fan, and they were pumping out new content every, like, 3-4 months. It was new map, new character. They started doing, like, different themed events, and they're still doing those themed events, but they're the same events as before. They're not changing them really, with the exception of one called the Archives. And, you know, a couple new characters here, a couple new maps here, but it's starting to slow down. And that may be due to the fact that Overwatch 2 is coming out soon, but who knows? But I sincerely hope they keep pumping out new Fall Guys content, because it is a lot of fun. And it's as much stress as it induces in me, it's pretty stress relieving.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. So those were our picks for the Gamescom of 2020. Again, it came out on August 27th, 2020. You can find any kind of recap video or any of these trailers with a quick YouTube search. But we'll leave down all the information links in the show notes down below, wherever you get your podcast from. Also, for the question for this episode, which trailer stood out to you? Are there any of them that you're just really excited for? Or is there one that you just really hate and you just want to get it off your chest? Whatever. You can give us your comment at Trailer What on Twitter. We also have an Instagram at WTTPod, which I will ask this question again. Feel free to answer, because we will shout out your name and your answer in the next episode. Which brings me to our shout outs from last episode, where we talked about the DC fandom event, and I asked the question, which movie or video game did you get so hyped up about? And it was kind of unanimous, Anthony.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I went to Instagram. The Batman, yes. I went to Instagram first before I published the episode, and I got quite a few answers. Our buddies at the Paul and Griff show, they said, The Batman easily, not looking forward to the Justice League. I mean, same.
The Snyder Cut, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to think for a second. I was like, Justice League? Wait, no, Suicide Squad. That was the other one I was excited about.
We were unanimously like Suicide Squad. And then we had Benefited Movie responded to us, but he just gave us a smiley face. It wasn't an answer, but you got a shout out, dude. The Haunters Pod are very good friends. They responded The Batman twice, because I put out another Instagram question, and they really want to watch The Batman.
Really, I don't blame them. The Batman.
And then we also have Inside the Northside podcast. They also said The Batman. And then I asked on Twitter, and my good friend Mark Andrews at ArabTastic said The Batman and Wonder Woman 1984. So thank you guys for responding to our question of the episode. We really like that we're getting some engagement back, and we will definitely shout out any answer. Unless it's vulgar and you're like attacking us, then I'll just cry and ignore it.
maybe not vulgar, but if it's hurtful.
Yeah, I mean,
we're both pretty vulgar on the show sometimes.
Yeah, I'll cry on the inside and never mention you again.
Yeah, just don't be a dick. Mm-hmm. Be excellent to each other. Bill and Ted just came out.
Yeah.
The same day that we lost Chadwick Boseman, but let's not bring that up.
No. I
was having such a good day.
I don't want to cry, Anthony. So that will be it for this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts if you have Apple Podcasts. Any kind of review will do. We're not asking for 5-star if we don't deserve it. We just want some feedback back. And also, it helps get our podcast out more. So if you could like review on Podchaser, that also helps us. We love it. We'll start to showcase our reviews to highlight the people that love us, because we love them. And as I said before, we have an Instagram at WTTPod, and our Twitter is at TrailerWhat. I wish they were the same, but somebody has WTTPod for some reason, and they're not active since 2016, so... Get off your Twitter and give us the tag.
We'll have to message him and be like, hey, can we get this?
Yeah.
We don't have the money to pay for it.
But
we'll shower you with kisses.
So that will be it for us tonight.
Yeah. And just remember, much love, be excellent to each other, and wash your fucking hands.